Our Soil Project is leading research in Troy, New York, USA, and Arica, Chile, to build healthy relationships between people and soil. Part of what they do is test for the presence of lead, arsenic, mercury, and other heavy metals in soil. Our Soil Project worked with the youth at Uptown Summer to test and collect soil around Troy, New York. Hudson Mohawk Magazine recently aired the documentation of the collection of soil at the Troy Central Little League. And in this segment, you'll hear a different group of youth testing the soil that they collected in the Colored City Growers Garden. Dan Walls leads the lesson.
The samples that we took last week, we had set them in the Nature Lab last Wednesday. We set them out to dry, and then yesterday, they were still like a little bit damp, so I actually put them in my oven for a little while to help them dry out a little more. And then I sieved them, right, passed them through like a mesh to get rid of like rocks, some of the other debris, so that what we test is like a little bit more of a uniform material. Yeah, we're going to the actual lab. And the tests that we do today, they're gonna be, so we're gonna be looking for lead, and it's a color-based test. So at the end of the process, when we actually go to measure the lead, we'll add this chemical, and if lead is present, it'll interact with it and it'll change to like a purplish color. And depending on how much lead there is, like we'll get like a, you know, we might not see any kind of like purple tint, or if there's like a lot of lead in there, it'll be like increasingly darker. So the procedures that I kind of like described to you all is just, we're breaking it down into three stages. So the first stage is we're just gonna like make sure that we have everything we need. The second stage, we're gonna create that soil solution mixture. And then in the last stage, we'll actually make the lead measurement. One of the things that we're gonna be using is an acidic solution. And so we're gonna want to, be careful when working with it, and I'll talk us through it as we go. First, I'm gonna grab the soil samples that we have. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take three scoops of soil and add it to the plastic vial with the liquid in it. Take our three scoops. We're gonna mix for 30 seconds and I'm gonna start my stopwatch because we're gonna let this soak for an hour before we actually do the filtering that I mentioned at the end. In total, we're gonna let this soak for an hour, and at the 45 minute mark, we're gonna shake it again for 30 seconds.
Yeah, so that flower box in front of the Nature Lab building, you know, it's been sitting there. I don't know how old this building is, but there was obviously lead paint on the outside of the building. Now it's there's new siding on, so it's not posing a continual risk. But if that soil was never removed from that box, it probably has legacy lead in it. So with these tests, it's a color range, so if the result comes out dark purple, you know it's a high level of lead. And when we did that test, it turned purple almost immediately as soon as the reagent was dissolved in the acid mixture. We could see the change right away. So we're looking at all of these that look still really yellow, so that's really a good sign, because if there is any lead in there, it's in a really low level compared to what we've seen in other tests.
What do you think about this?
I feel like a scientist.
Can you guys tell me what you're doing?
Shaking some sodium, I don't know.
How's it going?
Something. See how much lead is in here.
Stop shaking for a second and hold the ears. Yeah, so you're good. You can just let it rest. Basically, the color indicator that we have needs 5 minutes to basically interact with the lead and develop the color response that we want. But it's a powder, so when it dissolves, it actually gives like a color like as it's dissolving. And so we basically just want to mix it until it's fully dissolved. And how do we know that it's fully dissolved? we come back to like a clear or transparent solution, versus like when it's dissolving, it's like a deeper goldish, like kind of hazy. So let's go back to our worksheet and just mark down what we've done. So at the end of stage two, we transferred 3 full syringefuls, and so we can mark yes to that. And then moving into stage three, we all just added the capsule, so we can say yes that we did that. And we all shook it until it dissolved, so we can say yes to that. And so now we're waiting the 5 minutes, and at that 5 minute mark, we'll compare the vial to the color scale that we have and make our measurement. We can just pick up the color scale and like look at it, and then pick up your vial and try to like slide it.
Yeah, that's a good sign. You do
back and forth.
Yeah, that's the dirt. This is the chickens, right?
Yours was in the chicken coop.
Yay. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that came from the garlic bed. Yeah, that's what we just harvested.
Right, his
from where we're putting it in the CSA boxes. So that warms my heart.
Yeah, and this is the chicken coop one that Jeff did.
So the chickens are safe.
Yours is not.
Are the chickens safe?
All right, so where would you say that is?
In between 0 and 100.
0 and 100? Yeah.
And where did you pick from? Because I can't remember.
The tomato patch.
You and Jaden, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would almost say that one is between like 100 and 200. And where did you get yours from?
Chicken
coop.
The chicken coop? That's important to know with the chickens too. Can I take a picture of that?
Yeah.
You asked the question about what is this about?
Yeah.
How is this about environmental justice?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
And trauma for people. Yeah. Like, what happens when you have lead? All kinds of stuff happens when you're a baby growing up with lead, right?
And a lot of times, the environment impacts marginalized people who are living at intersections of poverty and race, right? And so if we're not educating our people, then who's going to do that? Who's going to do that?
Nobody.
Right. So it's our responsibility to do what?
Educate
our
people.
That's right.
You know, we got some nice results here in that we didn't find lead in mm-hmm. the garden, but like we know that there's lead elsewhere, so like we want to think about like this is like a wider problem that we need to, you know, that should be investigated. So, you know, thinking about what you all think about that, you know, based on just kind of the weeks that we've been working together.